Yep.
Hi, I'm Chris Eddy. I'm from Brandon, Vermont. I've been turkey hunting since I was 8 years old. My father, I remember he shot a turkey before I could hunt. So I was like 6 or 7. So I think that would be like in the first couple of years, in the early 70s, probably 74 or 75. I remember my brother and I, we were 8 and 9 years old. We had our H&R 20-gauge single-shot shotguns and our camouflage. And Dad had his pump Mossberg. And we were working a turkey, and it went away. And it started coming back, but there was a huge oak tree, and my dad sat us behind the oak tree looking the opposite way. And I know why it happened, because 8 and 9 year old kids like to be fidgety and move it around and whatever. And it ended up bringing that bird in, and that was his, I think, his third bird. So that would be 1977 or 1978. So that was my dad's earliest birds. My first turkey, I was 9 years old. I shot it in a fall behind my parents' house. It's still one of the best areas in Brandon to hunt turkeys. It seems like when they were there 30 years ago, they're still there today. My brother and I, again, we had our little single shot shotguns, and we tracked them down, and there were some scratchings. We walked up over a hill, and I was able to shoot a 8 or 9 pound hen. But the best story I want is my fiance, she's sitting right there, Erin. We started dating 2 years ago. And if you're around me, I started shooting guns, and she said, "Can I shoot a gun?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we can show you how to shoot guns." And she's a natural, she just loves to shoot. She goes, "Can I hunt?" And I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely." So she's from New Hampshire. She took her hunter safety course, and she said, "Can I go novice hunting?" I'm like, "Yeah." So she noviced in the fall and got her first deer. And then, so this last spring, so that would be the 50-year anniversary, the 2023. So that's her first turkey hunt ever. I scout all the time, like probably all turkey hunters do. Drive around, burn a lot of fuel, glass, look, listen. So we pulled into this field where I knew some birds were, and there was 2 big gobblers and 2 hens, and it was like an hour before dark, and I'm like, "Oh yes, this is good." So we're sitting there, and I said, she goes, "What are we doing?" I said, "We're gonna wait till they fly up, and then we're gonna sit right where they flew up, and that's where they'll fly down." Okay, so we're sitting there watching, all of a sudden they took off flying and running, and here comes a woman walking across the field with a plate of cookies. And she walks by us, she's, "Hey, did you see those turkeys?" I'm like, "Yeah, I saw the turkeys." And so she was delivering them to the neighbors, and Erin goes, "Well, whatever." So next morning we decided to go there, and I put decoy set out, and they started gobbling up on the ridge, and I have some feathers. I flopped down, I made a couple tree calls, and within 5 seconds, both tom turkeys were in the field, saw the decoys, and just started to run. And I go, "Get your gun up, get your gun up." She goes, "What?" I go, "Get your gun up." And so the turkeys ran right to the decoy at 6 yards, and she made a perfect shot. And it happened, she probably shot the first turkey in 2023. It was like 1 minute legal of shooting time. It was unbelievable. And it's flopping around. She goes, "Can I shoot it again?" And I didn't tell her that turkeys flop like sometimes a lot after you shoot them. So she wanted to shoot it again. I'm like, "No, you got it." So anyway, that's Aaron's story.